Recording?
Is it recording?
It is recording, yes. Yes.
Amateurs.
Should I introduce myself?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, it's me. my name is Roy. Most people know me by the name Holmes. And I'm a musician.
They know you by what other names?
I've also done work under, among other names, the name The Tao of Groove, and Jazzalicious, and Zigo, and Orb Roybison, and a bunch more that I don't remember over the years, but these days it's mainly Holmes.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Israel, moved to the U.S. When I was 11. And we lived in Boston, grew up in Boston, went to grammar school and high school in Boston.
And then to Berklee School of Music.
Berklee College of Music in Boston. Lived in New York for a little while and then moved to L.A. I've been here for about 13 years now.
How do you like it?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, it took a while to get used to it, but I like it now. It's not your typical city.
No.
But it's as different as can be from New York. But
how would you characterize LA? Like when you say it's not your typical city, what kinds of things are you thinking about?
Well, it's not your typical metropolitan area where everything is concentrated. It's just very spread out, and there are a lot of little pockets and a lot of different cultures and communities, and every 15-20 minutes there's a complete change of scenery sometimes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of different scenes, and I dig that, but with that also comes a lot of more space and more privacy and less of that daily grind that a lot of the more typical metropolitan areas present, I guess.
You say scene, and like, are you a part of a scene?
No, I'm definitely not a part of a scene.
You're not a scenester?
No. In terms of not just music scenes, but cultural scenes too. There's a lot of different cultures here. You know, there's
yeah.
the
more than anywhere.
Yeah, you know, it's a big. Hispanic community, big Korean community, and a big gay community, and just a lot of different little subcultures that happen in the city. It's kind of cool, and it's not concentrated to like a 3-block or 4-block area like other cities
yeah.
are. So
it's big.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
huge.
Yeah,
huge.
So, what are we going to talk about now?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Tell me more about your music and why it comes out the way it does.
Wow.
Yeah, all of it.
I don't know why it comes out the way it does. Well, depends on what project I work on. I said on twice. Depends what project I work on.
Okay, you can use
That's what I meant, right?
If you want.
It really depends on what project I work on.
Yeah.
Lately, under the name Holmes, the stuff has been much more a kind of singer-songwriter oriented, or some say power pop. I don't really, I'm not too good at describing my music, but it's kind of on the melodic side of pop rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually start with a simple melody, with a simple idea, either lyrical or just a melodic idea that I play on the piano. I write more than 90% of my stuff on a piano.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm,
that one.
Either that one, which is an old Baby Grand story in Clark. It's a Chicago. Made like around World War I.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Piano, or the one I have downstairs, which is the Kawai upright piano. The sounds you're hearing in the background are my dog,
Jazz
whining and needing attention.
And cookies.
And cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So, you know, I just sit down and kind of, you know, play around with some chords, you know, different harmonies to back up the melody, and kind of get an idea of what I want, a very basic idea, and then I go to my computer. These days I work on Cubase. It's a sequencer program that I run on my Mac, and I just lay down all the ideas, vocals, you know, I'll sing the melody, play, record the piano, guitar, lay down a drum track that I usually sequence, and then later on bring a friend to play drums on, and stack up the instruments, and that's how it works.
And what do you, and so you're about to have your first ever European tour in 2 weeks. 2 weeks you leave.
Yeah, it's kind of a casual tour, nothing too big. But
2 weeks from today, or
2 weeks exactly from today.
Today,
yeah.
Today is April 1st.
April 1st. No, everything I said is actually
Okay.
False.
So how's your faux tour coming along? How's the planning?
Yeah, it's coming along great. I, as you know, made a couple of really really important contacts on AMP, and which were key to this tour, because otherwise, you know, I definitely always have the do-it-yourself approach since I don't have a label backing me up on this, and I tend to just reach out to people, find them on the internet, and you know, look for mostly for direct contacts for the venues, mm-hmm. wherever I want to play. So I, you know, decided I want to play in Amsterdam, and I just search. You know, Google it or go to MySpace and just try to find different contacts. And for instance, in Amsterdam, just on MySpace, I found the Amsterdam Songwriters Guild, mm-hmm. and wrote to them, and they checked out the music and liked it, I guess, and then gave me some suggestions and names of venues, and that's kind of how it started. So it's really all about reaching out to people and communicating and trying to get as many people as possible to listen to your music, mm-hmm. and see if they like it and want you to play.
So you can do it yourself.
You can absolutely do it yourself. I don't have any booking agency behind me or any label supporting me or anything like that. Or, you know, I'm not really working with anybody specifically. I'm working with just a bunch of different people. Mm-hmm. Open up an Excel file on my computer and start, you know, putting all the possibilities down and go one by one, and, you know, 9 out of 10 times they won't even reply to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's okay. The 10th one does, and that's a gig.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just how you do it. And then through AMP I found you know, Freddie, who helped me out tremendously. I mean, he wound up booking, you know, more than a third of my tour.
Where did he book you? Where are you going?
He booked gigs in Brussels, one show in Brussels, a couple of shows in northern Italy, and a couple of shows in Slovenia.
Yeah.
So.
Where in Slovenia?
Small towns, not in
Ljubljana.
No, just man, I forget. Is it Maribor and Selce? I'm probably not pronouncing it right. Don't hold it against me. That's not me breathing, by the way. That's just a heavy breathing. That's my dog. I just want to make that clear. This is not an interview. It's not taxing on me. I'm just sitting on my sofa here. Jesus, this is so hard. It's tough questions.
So, let me see. How long are you going to be there? How long is your tour?
3 weeks all in all. And
and then you go to Israel.
I'm doing about 15 dates in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Something like that. Or 16? Yeah, 15, something like that. I think 15. In 3 weeks, and
That's like almost every night.
It's, yeah, I mean, a couple of them are radio gigs, they're not shows.
Okay.
So, and yeah, one of the radio gigs is another AMP contact.
Yeah.
Kim Chandler.
Kim Chandler, yeah.
What is it, English Breakfast Radio?
That's right.
Yeah, so that's what, yeah, one of them, and so, yeah, there goes the AMP thing again.
Yeah, there it goes.
And then after I'm done, I'm going to Israel to visit family for 10 days.
And you're gonna
flying from Milan.
You're going to have gigs there too?
I won't. I thought I will, but I won't.
No.
No, I'm probably just going to relax. I'll come back later, maybe later this year or early next year, and do a bigger tour, trying to do a month and then have some shows in Israel as well. But,
so is this kind of a setup tour, like you're going to do another European
exactly.
thing?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and then so you're looking to make contacts while you're there too?
Absolutely. You know, just reach out, talk with as many people as you can.
Yeah.
I mean, the last thing you want to do is you know, is doing the show and going back to your hotel room. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. that's just bad.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to reach out to as many people as you can and have fun and you know, you don't need to do it in any kind of artificial way. It's just in a natural way. The more people you know, the more people you talk to, it just leads to things. You know, it doesn't have to be gigs. It can
yeah.
be, you know, it's just contacts and friends and you know more people, you feel more comfortable the next time you're around. And,
mm-hmm. You have a bigger
life. Yeah, word of mouth spreads, and it's just, lead a bigger life, exactly. Just learn about other people and other cultures and kind of just expand, which, just try to do. So, yeah, just looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
What do you like best, or, you know, what's one of the things you really like about playing out?
It's a good question. I mean, obviously, the obvious answer is the connection with the audience and just making, hopefully, trying to make people happy or make them think or make them react or make their night out if it's the only night of the week that they go out in. And
yeah.
It's, you know, just do something, contribute in a tiny little way. And sharing a little piece of yourself is kind of cool.
When did you start playing out, like live? When did you start playing,
I started playing piano when I was 6.
Uh-huh.
And I started playing live when I was 15. I like took, you know, the regular like classical piano lessons till I was 12.
Did you ask your parents for that?
No, it was kind of forced on me, and I stopped at 12. I didn't really.
The forcing isn't fun because I had music lessons too for 7 years, and I hated it. But now I'm really proud that I can play.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's one of those things that parents do.
Yeah.
That's good for you.
I asked for it though, but then I didn't want to keep going after the first year, and they said no. We bought you that equipment.
Hey, it's my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, let me just take that part of the interview.
Sure.
Hey, man. I'm doing a little interview with Terry for AMP right now. It's probably I'm probably going to wrap up in about a half hour. Cool. I mean, so what is that? All right. Well, so you'd be here when? Like in a... Oh, cool. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Is that for rehearsal?
Yeah, it's a session. A bass player coming in to record on a couple songs for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a friend of mine doing me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking about?
When you started playing and...
Oh, yeah, so right. It was forced, and then I stopped at 12, and then started. I really didn't play much for 3 years. And when I was in high school, I just became friends with a couple of people who were musicians. And one of them, who was already a senior, he was 18, played in a band, in a kind of a funk R&B band in Boston. And all the guys were older. They were like 18 and up. And I was...
So they were old.
They were old. I think I just turned 16, and we started, maybe not even, and then we started playing at different Boston clubs, opening up for semi-known local, you know, R&B soul bands. I just played keyboards, and it kind of got me started. Kind of got the itch, and then I played, you know, just different whatever cover bands, whatever would pay the rent throughout my early 20s to mid 20s.
So like bar piano.
Yeah, I did like hotel lobby gigs and pretty bad jazz gigs, since I was never a great jazz player. Again, not me breathing over here. But for the rest of the, until just a few years ago, I was really mainly a studio guy. I was kind of sick of the live thing. Hadn't played out in many, many years, and just got the itch again about a year ago, so.
What do you do in studio mainly? You're kind of a producer too, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of, like, actually a producer.
Kind of, actually.
Sort of. Approximating a producer. You play one in L.A.
I play a producer in L.A. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's what's paying the mortgage, so I can't complain.
Yeah. What kind of stuff do you produce?
I've done a lot of, I want to say electronica, although it's not dance or club stuff. It's more on a loungy, chill outside. Mm-hmm. I did a bunch of remixes hired by different labels, and I have my own little kind of lounge label. You know, hadn't really worked out with a lot of artists, but did a lot of stuff myself. Mm-hmm. In the studio, and was asked to do a lot of remixes by a lot of labels, some jazz stuff remix, like tracks by Sarah Vaughan and Carmen McRae and Jimmy McGriff, and involved in a lot of projects like that, and remix a lot of Cuban and Brazilian songs, and created a bunch from scratch, and just work with local artists to lay down the instruments and the vocals. So it's usually stuff that I produce myself. I get the artist in here in the studio, create the track from scratch, and then release it on my own label, or license the track to other labels who want to release it, mm-hmm. or license the track to television and movies for usage, you know, like a lot of shows. I've used my music like Sex and the City and the OC and Nip Tuck and a bunch of them. Kind of just took my ready-made tracks and used that. So
that's a whole other thing that most people don't think about when they think of musician. They don't think of like kind of the backstage of, you know, the work, the paying the bills, soundtracking, placement, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's important because just selling your CDs is tough when you don't have promotion money behind it like the big labels do. Uh-huh. Or you know, especially if you're an artist, you always need to go on tour and basically support the album.
Especially if the whole industry is changing right under your feet like it is now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's hard to even sell CDs. People are just downloading them.
Absolutely. But I mean, you know, you can still sell. You don't have to sell physical CDs as much. You can still do the download thing from, you know, iTunes and the rest of the sites that are out there. There are a lot of aggregators that work with artists that place your stuff with different online download sites. Mm-hmm. Keep promoting, keep sending it to radio stations, and if you can play out, that's great, that always helps. Email blasts always help. Just whatever you can to just get attention to your music, but it's definitely not something that's easy. Mm-hmm. Licenses are always nice, because one license, you know, you make as much money as selling hundreds or maybe sometimes thousands of CDs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all you need to do is sign a fax saying agreed. Mm-hmm. So, hey, I definitely prefer that over selling, over retail. Retail is nasty.
Yeah. What else do we want to say?
I don't know. I'm talked out. I never talk this much.
Really? Yeah. So we'll finish it. Is there anything else you want to say to your international audience? Now there's a lot of people from over 100 countries checking in this site, so who knows who's listening to you? What do you want to say to those unknown people?
Go out there and be somebody. No, I don't know.
Come see my show.
No, I mean, that'd be nice if you're around, you know, see my show, but I mean, mainly if you're an artist, if you create something, reach out, you know, reach out to people. Don't create it in a bubble. It's not bad. Obviously, creating is good regardless, but it's kind of a shame if you create it in a bubble, because if it's something that other people can enjoy, you know, why not expose it to other people and as many people as you can? You really don't have to kill yourself with promotion or being overdriven or anything like that. Sometimes it could just be done in a fun way.
Just kind of get it out there.
Yeah, get it out there. You know, you never know. It can have an impact as little as it may be. It can have a positive impact on other people and on your life. Just, you know, getting that feedback. You know, it definitely feels nice when you know you're sharing something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I guess that's probably the main thing.
Be active and produce and share.
Yeah, produce, share. You know, you don't have to be active 24 hours a day. Get some sleep, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Drink, smoke, whatever you do, but you know, share. Definitely share.
Yeah.
Your creations.
That's on the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. You want to breathe heavy in the mic?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that,
okay.
that is not good.
It finishes me.
Yes. Yeah. All right. I think we're done.